Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hey guys, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark. I am here with the author of our Huddled Masses newsletter, which usually focuses on immigration, Adrian Carrasquillo. But today's edition is a little you can do immigration policy and Page Six crazy MAGA lady gossip all in one newsletter, right? That's what makes it special.
I like to bring the carbs in with the good stuff, you know, with the vegetables.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, I had a banana nut muffin this morning. All right, Adrian, tell us what happened. So I thought I was special, and I was the only one that Carrie Lake weirdly confronted at parties. But I guess Senator Ruben Gallego also got a taste of the Lake Monster, the newest head of VOA. It's unclear what she does at VOA now, since we're just dismantling all VOA. But yeah, she's the head of an organization that we're dismantling. She's a failed gubernatorial and Senate candidate. She'd lost to Ruben Gallego, and you are reporting exclusively that she had some sour grapes with him after the loss. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and I think I'll start with, what is Ned's Club? What is this private member sort of Soho House for politics club? And
because I'd never heard of it, so that shows you where I'm at.
Tim, you're a big deal.
I'm a podcaster.
So I thought you would have known about it, but basically I got invited by a member. And, you know, it's like Dana Bash and Simone Sanders are holding court. Democrats are coming in and out, and Republican Trump administration folks are coming in and out. So apparently, as Gallego one day.
Is this place? Where is the
It's
club?
It's near the White House. You can actually get a great view of the White House and the Washington Monument. I don't remember the exact street, but yeah.
It's like on a rooftop.
There's a rooftop as well. There's like a former bank building. So,
hey, Ned's Club people, what the fuck? What do I got to do over
little
here?
Pricey.
Where do I got to get on the podcast charts? All right, to get invited. Okay,
a little pricey. So, I don't know if Bulwark will expense it, but so basically, as Gallego's going towards the elevator leaving, I guess Carrie Lake is coming in, or she's by there, and he goes to shake her hand, and she does the two hand clasp, which is normally like very lovely, warm greeting. And instead she says, what does it feel like to be bought and paid for by the cartels? Obviously a gross comment to say to somebody. She said this stuff like on Newsmax before, but to say it in front of the person. He said that his wife was disappointed in him because he didn't take the bait for 2 years. And as he was getting out of there, getting into the elevator, you know, he said, it feels fine. Like, I won, you know? So yeah, it was pretty.
I won. The two hands is a classic move of hers. I was interviewing Carrie back when I was working for the circus, and this is a weird situation. This is sort of her MO. We weren't even planning on interviewing her. I forget who we were there to interview Bannon. It was at one of these MAGA confabs, and Carrie's people told me that she wanted to be interviewed by me. We've had a couple pretty hostile interviews before, so I was kind of surprised by this. And so we go into some room that they apparently had like fishbowl cameras set up in so they could get like secret video of it. And she does the two hand thing to me, and goes to like touch my hands and be like, we both love this country. And I was like, please don't touch me. We have a little clip.
Here's the thing. You care. You say you care about the fentanyl crisis and our kids.
Care deeply.
Okay, right. So if you care so deeply about this, couldn't you actually do something about it if you stopped the bullshit about the last election? If you had just acknowledged that Trump had lost and acknowledged that you had lost, you'd probably be in good shape to do something. You probably would have won your governor's race had you just talked about things people cared about instead of the election fraud. So sometimes, Tim, don't you ever think to yourself, I wish I could just stop talking about this fake thing that Donald Trump made me make up so that I could actually talk about the stuff that's important? Because we agree about fentanyl. I agree. I wish we could deal with that.
I talked about that all the time at the campaign, Trump. I'm sorry you weren't with me.
You.
I'm sorry you weren't with me every step of the way. The people of Arizona understand me, and they know me, and they care about me, and I care about them.
You.
And I care about that. Getting them better, freeing the people who are held politically, political prisoners. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. I think you are still a little extreme. That's okay, though. It's good to see you again.
It's wonderful to see.
We can keep doing this.
That's right. I'd love to.
We have some areas of agreement.
Love to.
We agree on the fentanyl thing.
And
then you get into the other stuff.
Oh, but the other sorry, stuff is what
you have to do. The other
I'm
stuff
sorry,
you have
I'm
to
not
to
making
win.
You happy.
The other stuff is what you, I don't know
Listen,
why you're touching me. The other stuff is what you have
I know.
To do to win, is the thing. That's
sorry,
the thing.
I'm a mom. I'm sorry, I'm
That's
a mom.
That's okay. I like to touch too, but yeah. You know, in an interview setting, it's a little uncomfortable.
I'm sorry that we don't agree on everything, but what I am not sorry about
yeah, okay,
is that I think that you, I do believe that we can agree that we both love America.
We do. Well, I know that I love America. I do think that you were okay with Donald Trump trying to end the American experiment last time. So that makes me wonder how sincere your love is. But okay. I do appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
Good. Thank you for your time.
See, so there you go, Adrian. So that was one. So I've been touched by her in an inappropriate way. Then the other time was recently. This was not on video. I was not at the Ned's Club. I was at a brewery or something, a more much more low bar hang with some MAGA folks for a conference I was covering. And she sees me. And comes around the corner, and I don't know what her alcohol intake is, so I don't want to, you know, impugn someone. So I don't exactly know whether she was drinking or not. I will say that her eyes did not look particularly steady. Take that for what it's worth. And she starts like screaming at me. She starts screaming, "You are a piece of shit!" Over and over again. "You're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit." So a little bit. Slightly more hostile to me, I guess, than to Ruben.
100%.
And she also made some accusations. She didn't say I was in the back of the cartels, but she said that I don't care about fentanyl mothers, that I'm fake news, that I'm a liar. And like it was so insane of an encounter that even Laura Loomer, the like conspiracy theorist, far right weirdo, came up and like to our carry and was like calmed down basically to Carrie, and she like Laura Loomer de-escalated our encounter, which shows you how crazy Carrie was acting. And so like this is kind of her MO, and it seems like in your reporting that like that there were similarly there were like other people around who were like what is happening.
Yeah, Representative Haley Stevens from Michigan was there, and from what I heard, she was within earshot and was just sort of like horrified and was like, "How can you talk like that to a U.S. senator?" And I think what I found interesting is like, you know, Gallego's former U.S. Marine, tough guy. I mean, he told me like, "Yeah, I was actually taken aback. I was hurt by it because I thought this was all an act that she was doing, like for the Newsmaxes of the world and for X and stuff like that." And he, you know, he's been open that his father had a criminal history. But for her to say that he's, you know, in a cartel and this stuff, and he tied it to just like how he has rejected the criminality of his father throughout his whole life. So his family.
I miss that. What is his father's history? I actually don't know this.
So he was like, you know, he had some possession of cocaine and marijuana with intention to sell or something like that. So she's just like elevating this to the stratosphere, like some crazy, you know, PolitiFact rated it pants on fire. He does not have connections to the cartel, obviously. But anyway, I just found it like so interesting that he was actually like, "No, this caught me off guard because I didn't think she would be this crazy in person," basically.
No, I can report that she's fully red-pilled. And like I said, I did a lot of covering of Carrie in the midterm, in the governor's race more than in the Senate race in 22, in the failed governor's race, but a little bit in the Senate race, and then since. And this was like a big question that I asked a lot to people on her staff, Republicans in Arizona. I have kind of a lot of Republican Arizona connections from past work for McCain and elsewhere. And like basically the consensus. And it's funny that Ruben kind of didn't, it's almost too crazy to believe, right? So you understand why Ruben wouldn't even believe it. But it's like the consensus is that like she's fully taken the red pill. She like goes home and watches Newsmax. And like she like has bought it. Like she's totally embraced the new character. And so to like your story, while surprising that an appointee that's supposed to lead, you know, a U.S. institution like the Voice of America would be like, weirdly confronting political foes at the Ned's Club, it's not surprising to me for her. I think that while there are some MAGA people that are putting on a show, I actually don't think that's the case for her.
Yeah, I was in a green room once with like a really respected anchor, and they were saying that one of the Republicans close to her is like, "Oh no, she is insulated from facts because she surrounds herself with people that talk like this and that think like this, so she's not getting anything else besides the hit of the red pill." You know,
wild material. Ruben, welcome to the club, bro. Carrie Lake, she's out there. Be careful if you see her, you know, any of you. Just fair warning, if you run into Carrie Lake at a grocery store, she might come for you. So just, you know, don't make eye contact. head your own direction. and I'm glad we have the best people leading these organizations. Thank you for your reporting and for informing me about the Neds Club, something I'm going to be looking into. I mean, not that I actually liked to go to these fucking like stuffy like yeah. DC thing. I'd live in DC if I like to do that. I don't, but it's still nice to be invited. You know,
I'm told $15,000 a month.
You can pay. Man, they'd have to pay me $15,000 a month to start going to that. All right, thank you for the reporting, Adrian Karaski. Right. Go sign up for Subtle Messages Letter. There's a lot of other very substantive immigration news. So go check that out on thebulwark.com.